Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lose. And we're talking with Barbara Feldman in reference to decluttering. And the point I want to make when we go back, going back to Barbara, is everything that Barbara's talking about is important. And Barbara by no means is telling you that you have to do every bit of it. But at a certain point in time, you want to do clean things up, especially as a senior, because you have your adult children that are going to come in and probably just throw everything away. So the stuff that's important to you, you should let them know what's important to you also. And we were talking about mugs earlier, and I have a bunch of mugs from my grandkids. They're not going anyplace. In fact, some of them I even brought to work. But we talked about papers. Certain things just get piled up. We don't need them. So everybody has to find the balance in their life that, you know, less is more. That's all. Go ahead, Barbara.
No, you're absolutely right. And it's a very individual thing. We are organizers. We work in homes. We try to set up systems for you. And we're move managers. And then the other thing I want to throw in, during the pandemic, I opened a second company, and it's called All Gone Cleanouts. And it's for all that stuff that you were just saying that, you know, you've collected all the stuff and your kids are going to come in and they say, oh my God, what are you going to do with all this? So it's important that now you decide what's important to you now, because you're right. We're so busy doing cleanouts. People just collect and collect and collect. I have my own personal theory that I think, you know, like when all of a sudden they gave you an opportunity to get, and you could probably relate to this, John, to get a second mortgage, and all of a sudden people had extra money. Prior to that, people didn't have credit cards. They just spent what they had. Then they had all this extra money, and you had the Reagan years and Mad Men and people saying you needed this, you needed this. And you have so much consumerism now, and we all have it in our homes. And the younger generation isn't buying that brown furniture that you have used for 30, 40, 50 years and adore. They don't want your antiques. They don't want it. They all use glass and steel and wood. You know, they use wood on their floors. They don't use marble like people did the generation before. It's just really different. So all this stuff that you're saving, I would suggest you now go through, like I said, and keep the most important stuff, because, and have these conversations with your kids. Seriously. What you were saying, John, you know, let them know what's important to you. I, you know, because before you know it, all of a sudden, if it's time to move or it's time to downsize or something happens and you can't get through it. I've had people where high ranch, where they couldn't get, like, they couldn't get down to the lower level and then the basement for years. They couldn't get down there for years. And then they had to move and the kids just like tossed everything and they were heartbroken. So it's important that you do this now.
I agree. I this is a true story. I my kids call my house a funeral home. It's rather ornate. I collect clocks. I collect antiques. I have a lot of gold kind of things and whatever. So a couple of years ago, I mean, I probably have 50 clocks, wall clocks and all these different, they're all good. About X number of years ago, all the girls were in my house. I have three of them. I said, listen, someday I'm not going to be here. And I would rather you tell me which clocks you want, you know, and so there's no fighting down the road. Three girls almost instantaneously said, what? We don't want any of them. Like, okay. So like, oh, they'll all be fighting over my special clocks.
It's all right, Don. I'll take a clock.
All right, Christina. But it's the truth. But it's the conversation to have. because some people do want certain things. You know, when my mother downsized years earlier, before she died, she actually said, who wants what? And there were certain things I wanted from my mother. I said, Ma, you know, something she made in ceramic, somebody would walk in and throw it in the garbage. It was very important to me. I wanted that. So it's very conflicting for an adult child when that time comes. So it's important.
I totally, you know, like full disclosure, I just lost my mom in November. We cleaned out my mom's house, and now you're faced with all this stuff. You're faced, you know, besides that, I did get my brother to take the piano, thank God. But that's another, people don't want pianos. We finally got somebody to take the pool table. But all these things that you say, oh my God, they're so important. And then you have, and this is something, you know, I have all my parents' photos. That was their life. Now, what does the next generation do with those? That was their life. These are emotional questions that I can't answer for anybody. Everybody's got their own opinion and feelings on these things. So, you know, we can only make suggestions and kind of warn you what's coming up, you know, because that's what happens. It comes up.
You know, the photos thing, as they know, Christine and John know, I'm big on review them and identify the people, mark on there who they are so they don't end up on a wall in a bar somewhere as old, nice old pictures, and digitize what is worthwhile. And like I have six kids, share them that way while you're here. Have some meaning. Now, there's the same story. There are some pictures that mean zero to them. They mean everything to you. Well, that's fine, but at least identify, you know, this was your grandmother or your great grandmother, or, you know, this is, you know, when we did whatever. If you don't identify that stuff and it comes in a big fat box or multiple boxes, it's going to go in the garbage and all that family history is gone. And in this day and age, there are companies that will gladly, people I use in Franklin Square that gladly will take photos, scan them, digitize them, and now they're worth something because they can be shared if they choose to share them. But at least you preserved it with some value. Otherwise, it's just like a piece of paper with pictures they don't know who they are.
Yeah, and you made a good point that it should be discussed now with your family. We have I found in my parents' house, and I still haven't determined who it is, but I'm pretty sure it's my grandfather, and he's in an army uniform, but I don't think it's an American army uniform. I don't think it was World War One. I think it was the Polish army. And nobody in my family really knows what it's all about. So that's, you know, it's kind of sad because that's like my own family history and we don't know what it is, but nobody shared, you know. We all have, I know, like growing up, a lot of things weren't talked about. From the Depression and from World War II in my generation. I don't know if you guys had the same experience. Did your parents talk a lot or they didn't? You know, everybody's got a different experience. Ada, was yours? You had,
well, they know my story. My father never knew who his father was in 1908, 1909. And I recently discovered who he was through DNA and through a lot of other things. And learned, you mentioned, you know, your grandfather at the Polish army. I learned that my great-grandfather was wounded in the Franco-Prussian War. And, you know, so I'm big into that stuff. But, you know, like you mentioned the Polish army, you could find that out actually by doing some research through Ancestry or whatever. Different topic altogether. But, Yeah.
So going back to should we go back to downsizing and grouping like with like, because we went through the mugs, we went through your closet.
Where you want to go?
Huh?
I said, where you want to go, Barbara?
Save three pieces per collection. You know, some people say 3 to 5, but you know, and I'm talking about like, you know, and again, it's personal. I say save three because I'm trying to cut it down. Like photographs you were talking about, you know, pick out the best ones. And again, you put like with like, the mugs, the photographs, the clothing, anything, put like with like, and break it down. And then I'm going to tell you to use your best stuff. Everybody's saving all this china and silver. This is the new, this is the truth. Nobody wants your china and silver. Silver gets melted down. It's just a matter of weight. That's what you get paid for it. Otherwise, use it. I sold my silver a long time ago. I sold my china a long time ago. But if you have it, I encourage you to use it and enjoy it.
I'm agreeing with you there so much.
Completely.
How many people, we have a china closet in our house with Waterford, which was all wedding presents from different Irish family members. So I have complete sets of everything. Some broke because we did use it when we first got married. And so it would chip, et cetera. But then as the kids started coming around, we stopped. And then bone china or whatever they call it, with a pretty pattern on it that hasn't come out. I couldn't tell you the last time it came out. It looks pretty. My daughter is married for X number of years, got a full set of Lennox. It's still in the box. She didn't even look to see if any of the pieces were broke when she got it. It didn't come out of the box yet. It's in my attic. That's the way it is. Yeah. I'm agreeing with you. It's this world, especially for the younger people, it's white dishes pretty much. I have three girls and I'm, you know, when I say to my house, take something, take what you want. I have like flowered plates and different stuff. Anything white, Dad will take. Anything else, you can keep it. Well, that's everybody's very, very simplistic.
Yeah, you know, my mother's dishes are still in my garage and nobody wants them. To be honest. So, and obviously, we haven't used them either.
So there's a website, replacements.com. So any dishes that you might have that you might want to get rid of, they people go on that site to fill in a china pattern. So that's really the only way, you know, I mean, I have people that'll take them and you can donate it, but nobody's using dishes anymore. It's real, you know, I mean, it's like a paper plate generation or, you know, disposables. It's right. 100%.
Actually, we have to take another break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.